It's the Happy Corner.
Hip thrust.
I gave a little. I'm better standing.
I want to see it.
I'm not standing.
Okay.
It's Sunday.
I don't stand.
We don't stand on Sundays. Welcome to the Happy Corner podcast.
Ooh.
It's KB
and Amy.
And Timmy. It's the birthday boy, Timmy.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Timmy. Timmy, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Timmy.
Timmy, it's your birthday.
We wrote and rehearsed that for you. That's our gift.
Thank you. You can have all your snacks back. Yeah,
give me back my
donuts. We gave Timmy so many snacks.
Tim's got snacks for days, for 4 days, probably.
It makes my heart so happy. for 4 days. Thank you.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No,
Tim's going to fly through some snacks.
Because this is what I'm saying. First and foremost, it makes my heart so happy that I am the guy you could just buy a huge bag of snacks for for his birthday.
Yeah.
Adele, part of my gift was a huge bag of snacks.
Hell yeah.
She went to lay down a little bit last night and I plowed through a nice chunk of those snacks.
See?
Didn't want to say anything, but there are no Snickers left. Those are gone. I ate all of those. And the licorice.
I get you some energy drinks in there too.
Oh, well, shit. I'm gonna just.
And some gift cards to some spots that you like.
I did the same. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like a little bit of snacky.
But Timmy,
I was hoping a little bit that you would share the one snack with us.
These ones.
Correct.
I will. These are freeze dried gummy bears.
I need to try. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we can rip into those right now.
Yeah.
Do that.
I've had a lot of freeze-dried snacks.
Really? The freeze-dried Skittles are probably my favorite.
They're so good.
So what's so special about the freeze-dried?
Just, I like the texture.
Yeah, they're different.
Of them. They are different. Okay. You haven't heard none.
Yo, dude.
If your hunger's on a butcher.
Dude, those are not at the dollar store and they are.
Not a dollar.
Holy fuck, dude. I was like. I'm going to go for it.
These are some Trader Joe's type of snacks.
Yeah, no, they are. I've seen them in a few places and they are traditionally, they're a little pricey.
I don't know how this is a gummy bear.
TJ is something of a gummy bear sommelier himself.
Yeah.
Yes. I wish you could try one of these freeze dried ones.
Cheers.
Let's do it. I think they're crunchy. Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Very crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight through, all crunch. I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I had purple.
I had orange. Orange was really good.
I want to try this yellow and I'll pass it back.
I was telling Adele the last time that we recorded, there was a birthday episode we recorded. I was a guest. Do you remember? I got to be a guest on the podcast.
On the podcast, I do remember
and
I sat that.
At the table with you guys when it was downstairs. And Sterling came down and did all the sound and stuff.
Oh, adorable.
Damn.
A lot of memories in this house.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the room itself that like we're leaving this room that makes me sad. It's this particular house because we've been here so long recording this podcast. Yeah. But we're going to make new memories in a new place.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Me too. We love a good makeover, you know?
So
good glow up.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys fucking with the freeze dried gummy bears?
I think I liked the yellow. I don't like what it's doing to my teeth right now.
Yes, I will say I like the freeze dried Skittles more.
I do too. This one, because I'm like, ooh, freeze dried like gummy is strange. I haven't seen that before. Like a gummy bear. And I feel like the ending result is very like gelatiny.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like
it? No,
not a fan. I don't like the way it feel on my teeth. I didn't like the crunch. Just give me the gummy bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that. The freeze-dried Skittles, what it reminds me of is I don't know why this was always one of my favorites, but when you make popcorn and then you have the kernels that are like half popped.
Yeah.
That's what the freeze-dried Skittles remind me of, because it's almost like a half popped Skittle. But it's a very similar, like that same kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you didn't like the gummy bears, I don't think you're going to like the Skittles.
I do want you to try the Skittles. So. Yeah, I also had Starburst. They were really good. I'm also a big fan. This is a...
So why freeze dry? Is there like a reason to freeze dry them? Or
no, I just think a just different texture.
Changes up the consistency. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just kind of neat. Yeah. And they freeze dry everything. Like any candy you can think of that is freeze dryable, they'll do it. Mm. Do you like freeze dried anything? I like freeze dried fruit a lot. But the same with, I like freeze dried strawberries, but they have the same effect where they kind of get stuck in your teeth like that. And
yeah, it depends on which fruit it is, but if I eat fruit, it's usually the fresh or frozen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
okay. Well, it's not a hit with KB, but it is, it's okay. I think it's good. Not great. It's not my favorite freeze dried candy.
But I could see, like, if you like crunchy shit, but you want it to be not savory.
Sure.
Like, you want something sweet and crunchy. I could totally get why you would want something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you also notice what else I got you, Tim? Personal beans.
Oh, yeah.
I guess some PBs.
Jelly Belly personal beans.
Yeah, 2 packs of personal beans if you wanted Adele to have her own personal beans. It's cute because I pretty much like everything that I got for Tim. I was like, it's Tim and Adele.
Yeah. And some of it, I was like, oh, this is totally shareable.
Well, the Taco Bell gift card is definitely shareable.
That's why I asked for donuts. I wanted to just be able to, everybody have some donuts.
Home cut donuts too. You can't go wrong.
Nope. Delicious cut.
KB, what did you have for us today?
Oh, well, yeah, let me get this set up.
Get this set up.
And now I'm going to say this much, because I have to preface this video, because I am not a heartless piece of shit.
Oh, God. That's
when you have to say that. I'm just kidding.
No, but I do think that there are moments where we need to stop showbiz parents, and we need to
we need to
not create this, which is, this is a little Fergie right here. Like, we gotta like put little Shorty in some vocal lessons, you know what I'm saying?
She can get there. Yeah.
You know, like, put a little Shorty. She's a cute little kid.
Yeah, she's adorable. Yeah, you gotta. Are we ready? Do we need to stand?
Do I need to put my hand over my heart?
No, thanks.
Okay, hopefully this isn't too loud. We're good. There. Let's start.
Stand right, stand right.
Wait, hold up, pause. Okay. We need to stop. Like, I don't know why that Christina Aguilera shit that carried over to Ariana Grande. And it's trickling down into young girls who are trying to sing in that belt, that R&B belt style with runs and all of that. Mm-hmm. Baby, I need you to just be able to pick a key. Like, to stay in one key. That's what I said. We need to get Shorty in some... Where's her GoFundMe for some voice vocal lessons?
Somebody start that up.
And what parent is... What parent is putting this out there?
Do you...
My parents let me know. They're like,
that wasn't good.
That wasn't.
Don't do that in public. We would never put you in front of 1,000 people to sing. What is this for? Is this hot? What is this?
Indiana Pacers game.
Okay.
a spy for the real bad way.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
The little hand up.
Stop.
Girl. Stop. Girl. Oh, I don't want to make fun of this child, but who?
I'm done with that shit. No, somebody got to say it. Boo, you need voice lessons. You cannot sing. She can't sing. We need to get her. We need to realign this before she go down a deep and dark path.
And becomes Fergie.
Craig said that shouldn't even be allowed to be sang in the shower.
Dude, you know when that little girl sings in the shower, her whole family is like, oh my God, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Do you know how upset my brothers were when my parents got me a karaoke machine? My brothers were like, why the fuck did you do this? Why are you encouraging this?
You should have got her a drum set.
They were so upset.
Bro. Like, I'm dead ass serious. Like, no, no. As a former educator, some of y'all need to tell y'all kids the truth.
You do.
You do, man. I'm so tired of this. Not everybody gonna be a singer, boo. Maybe you gonna be a surgeon.
Whose child is this? How did she get this? How did she get this?
And how did they let this rock? I mean, I guess Indiana, but like...
this is Mike Pence's niece.
God damn.
What's her final note?
Yeah, let's... She's pooping. She's pooping.
The fact that we came back into a grunt.
Did you want me to start at this is the most little, played, no, most no. replayed
yeah,
part?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Hold on, hold on. She held that note for 9 seconds. Sound like Christopher Walken for a second. Yes. Oh, yes. Get it, queen.
Call it coyotes, G.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yo. I like the applause. I was like, woo.
Then play some basketball.
Woo.
Yo, hey, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro.
No. First of all, what's up, Erica?
Hi, Erica.
She said little mama left no crumb.
Okay. Okay, no.
No, we not.
She's swimming in crumbs.
Now, on the flip side, TJ said, that's it. I'm a terrorist now.
Tim, look at everybody that's showing up for your birthday party.
Hi, everyone.
It's so good to have you all here with us.
Oh, hey, Erica, shit. Don't be encouraging this yeah. show.
Oh, no.
This is what this is the point, Erica. Yeah. We said we need to stop encouraging these children to follow their dreams.
For real. bully her into being a dog.
Yeah.
For real.
Like, you like animals, don't you?
You already know some of their mating calls, apparently, because that's exactly what you sounded like.
Holy shit.
Hey, bro.
That child.
And so first off, number one, I want to know who worked on that team that who booked her.
You couldn't get anybody.
Oh, did you just look at a picture?
Dude, there's gotta be one person in Indiana who can sing. One.
I think her parents are scheming or something.
Somebody blackmailed somebody.
Somebody, like,
something weird is happening. Who allowed this? Those poor basketball players were like, well, fuck, I can't laugh at this child.
If I was the director, I was like, don't get no shots of the players.
There's a couple guys that were like hands over the mouth, like, I'm in a prayer.
Do you remember when they started playing Nickelback at Uncle Ricky's funeral?
Yeah.
And I had to pretend I was crying and I was laughing the whole time.
Yes. Yes.
That is what they were doing. I'm like, fuck.
This is me crying.
Have you met anybody that genuinely likes Nickelback?
Yes. Okay. Do you know that? So I dated a boy.
Because I have.
Yeah. I dated a boy once. His ex-wife loved Nickelback, had an NB tattooed on her titty.
Oh, that's right. The bitch who beat my ass that one time.
Love Nickelback. She beat my ass on her way back from the Nickelback concert. She was hyped.
She was wild.
Dude, she was horned up for Chad. She came in fucking swinging.
Yeah.
She was like, how dare you ruin my Nickelback night?
NBN.
NB. Titty NB.
NBN. My Nickelback.
I wonder if she still has that. I wonder if she's still a fan. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd imagine.
I don't know. Maybe something happened. She's like, I really fucking hate Nickelback right now. You know?
Yeah, I knew a lady that loved Nickelback. She was.
Didn't you just ask me if we've ever met anybody who knew loved Nickelback? Oh, okay. Because you knew somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One person. We both know one person.
Yeah, that's
it's the same person.
Like, it's unfortunate though, because I know all the words to all their songs. Am I a fan of Nickelback? I do though. Like. I do.
But now I remember when it was a lady I worked with and I was teaching. Mm-hmm. And I know she doesn't watch this, so I'm going to tell the story. She went to the concert, and the next day we had an institute day, which was a day where we don't have students.
Okay.
So she wore the concert tee.
Naturally. Yeah.
And like,
she was stoked.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Such a good concert.
And then another concert she did that with was Chris Daughtry.
Oh, the dad rock. Yeah.
Those were her two. That was her shit. Like, if she thought she was, and she had like this blonde hair that she fanned out.
Oh.
And she was like always tan, like 20, like,
no, I know this one. Is her name Tina?
Is her name Nickelback Nancy? NBN. I think we know the same lady.
Tan, but then her, like, she used like a tanner, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, cream or whatever.
Yeah.
But she never would do her feet. So her feet would be like
shades different. Yeah. And then tan. Your arm on mine. Yeah. What the fuck?
You get vitiligo?
Just touch up just hit the feet once.
Yeah.
You don't even have to hit the bottoms. It's fine. But like the tops at least.
Like, how you wear flip flops? And man, AG, and she would. Yeah. There's a very specific woman that is going to the Nickelback and Daughtry. And I feel like they tour together or some shit.
I hope so. That's some dad rock right there.
Mm hmm.
Someone has a dad rock playlist at work, and
who's on it?
Daughtry, Nickelback, Shine Down. I think Shinedown's got, I'm staring down the barrel of a 45. You know that one?
Mm-mm.
Or are they the ones that do, I just saw Haley's Comet, she waved.
Wait, is that them?
Why you all went running in place? Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like them. Let me look. Let me fact check myself before I wreck myself.
Dad Rock.
I could pull up a Dad Rock station right now. Shinedown. How was my Shinedown impression? Was it okay?
Craig said he thinks they were the ones that redid Simple Man.
They are. They did do that 45 song.
Okay. Staring down the barrel of 45.
Swimming through the ashes of another life. Another life. No real reason to it.
Staring down the barrel. She got the Shinedown concert singing along.
My point to the story was the Dad Rock station. I was like, oh, what's this garbage? And then I found myself singing along to every single song. I'm like, God damn it.
So you got Shinedown, you got Nickelback, you got Daughtry. Who else, before she gets there, who else do we think is going to be on
Dad Rock playlist.
What other bands gonna make that?
Five Finger Fruit Punch.
Enough
to be a Dad Rock.
I think so. Yeah.
Three Doors Down.
Good answer, babe. Can I just say one that I think is obvious? Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close my eyes.
Puddle of Mud. Who was on the Creed tour? It was on the Creed cruise.
Oh, no. If that's true. But that's big if true. Craig says System of a Down is now considered dead.
No.
No. Craig, get the fuck out of here.
Craig, no. You're a different kind of dad.
Yeah.
You like Typo Negative and System of a Down and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No. He's right.
Take it back.
Oh, shit.
Take it back.
Nope. I'm sorry. Craig is right. That is the Dad Rock of the other dad.
Yeah, the newer, you're right.
Rock, the alt dad rock.
Because also like our brother, think about what he would listen to. Like, what's that one band he really loves? Clutch.
Yeah, that is.
You know what I mean? They're putting Slipknot in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just.
It's the other dad rock.
I take back my statement from 4 seconds ago.
Dad new metal? New dad metal?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and there's also like the emo dads. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But I've found a playlist. Do we want to?
Okay.
So we had Puddle of Mud, Creed, Three Doors Down, mm-hmm. Shinedown.
Five Finger Fruit Punch.
Yep. Matchbox 20. Oh, yeah. Yes. Good one. Good answer. Wait, good answer.
So are they heavy enough to be a dad rock?
No. But they're
It's fake heavy.
Fake heavy.
Yeah. I would put New Skin Dread into motorcycle dad rock.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What's that?
Is Gin Blossoms?
She is everything you want.
Vertical Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. All right. I've got a playlist.
All right.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right. First song on there is Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
We forgot about Hinder.
I'm an angel. Okay. Second song, Second Chance by Shinedown, which I think is the song that I was talking about. We've got Saving Abel. I'm not sure what that is. The song is called Addicted, which I think I might know what that is.
I think I know.
I do believe. Yep.
That sounds right. Ooh, Erica said Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry. Yeah. Yes. Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Here on the Happy Corner podcast, bitch. If you don't feel fucking special when you get on the show, Daughtry.
So good.
Yeah.
Yep. Daughtry. Nickelback.
Damn.
Creed.
Yeah.
More Daughtry.
Yeah.
Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
More Nickelback. Ooh, this is not one I would have thought of. Lifehouse.
Oh, shit. I'm hanging by a moment here with you.
I loved that fucking song. Actually, I love that whole album. Now that I think about it, it was pretty good. I love Dad Rock. Lifehouse was great. I remember when they first played that, like the first time they ever premiered that song on the radio, and they did like the, is it a bust or a must, you know, like, is it a good song or is it trash? And then everybody would hear the song and then call it into the station and be like, that was good. Not one person hated that fucking song. Mm. And that song was huge.
You must not have me calling it.
All right.
I couldn't stay in that song.
Lifehouse.
It sounded like a fake song.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it was. Like a song they were an industry
for
plant.
A TV
probably.
Show. Do you know what
I'm
saying?
For like a sad part in a sitcom, like somebody's on life support. Yes. Okay. We got more Creed, more Nickelback, more Creed, more Nickelback. We didn't say this one. This is a good one. Papa Roach.
Oh. Cut my life
into pieces. This is my last resort.
Yeah.
Suffocation.
Doesn't that word suffocation mean?
Suffocation. It means you're not breathing. Don't give a fuck if I got my arm bleeding. I don't even, cut my arm bleeding.
Yeah, that always cracked me up. Suffocation. No breathing. I'm like,
suffocation. It was like this. Okay. These are all repeats. More Creed, more Lifehouse, more Daughtry, Three Doors Down. Tonic. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe we'd understand. Such a good song.
That's a hard ass song. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to let that one rock.
And what I must do.
That's a hard song.
Would you say Savage Garden?
Not in the dad rock. That's mom rock.
Yeah, that is.
That's mom rock. Do you remember when mom thought we were big fans
of Savage Garden
when we went to go see Soundgarden? Me and all three of my brothers went to go see.
Oh, she thought you was.
I want to. She was like, you know that.
Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you.
Yeah. She's like, the Chicka Cherry Cola boys? Like, yeah. Savage Garden and Nine Inch Nails are doing a concert together.
Oh yeah, I saw Soundgarden and Nine Inch. Ooh, that's fire.
That was good.
That's like a Tuesday concert too.
It was the middle of the week. Yeah, it was a rough one, but we were on the lawn and it was a fun time. Another one we didn't think of that I think goes along with your five finger fruit punch, finger 11. Ah.
All the finger.
All of the fingers. Finger 11. One thing. I don't know. How long can I play before they yell at me?
Like 3 seconds.
If I heard it, waiting for one thing.
Yep, I hated that song.
Wouldn't that be something?
It sounded like a TV show. Song.
I think it was used in a. It had to have been.
Right. That song was produced by the CW.
I feel like it might have been
Seventh Heaven
today on Dawson's Creek. Can you please make a video of just like a couple clips from Dawson's Creek with that clip over it? Just am I training it? Oh, am I training it? Oh, waiting for one thing. Wouldn't that be something? All right. That was good. Pretty impressive that we got it that quickly.
Yeah.
They have another one. And you know this one too. It's Paralyzer.
I seem to be struck by you. That song, when I heard this, I was like, what producer came in and said, you guys need a dance pop song?
You know what the people want from Finger 11?
Like, that's such a weird song. It was the rhythm of him and it being kind of dancey, and you could tell it sounded like he did that song through gritted teeth. Like the producer held a gun to his head. It was like, you are singing this trash.
Do it. Oh, I don't know why I didn't think of, but of course Pearl Jam is on this. Incubus is on this. Our Lady Peace. Oh my God, Stained. Of course, yeah. Stained.
The
which Incubus,
the
though?
Drive.
That. What other Incubus is on that list?
I'll tell you if there is another one.
Because there's not going to be much other Incubus on that list.
Yeah. Our Lady Peace.
Oh, yeah. That is very dead rock, yeah.
How does that song go? Somewhere out there.
Pardon Me by Incubus is crying.
Yeah, that is a dad rock song.
But that's on the other dad rock. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Is what that is to
this?
Me, the other
what
dad
is
rock.
This? Our Lady Peace. Can we do it in 3 seconds?
What's the song called?
Somewhere out there.
Okay, and go.
That doesn't do anything.
Help. Can you go to like the center of it?
Yeah. No more than three.
Okay.
I'm counting.
I don't know
nothing.
That.
No,
I
clue.
Got absolutely
no clue.
No.
It sounded like.
Oh, I'm sorry. This playlist is called Divorced Dad Rock. Oh. colon bangers.
No, it's good. Did he do it with like, Z?
Yeah.
Was it with Z?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Dad Rock has a lot of branches, like sad Dad Rock and like.
Oh, there's a lot of sad
rock,
Dad
metal.
Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is giving very divorced dad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Switchfoot. You remember Switchfoot? I dare you to move. I dare you to play. Okay, I'll give you 3 seconds.
No, I don't even know if I want 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like
I think I'm good.
Maybe you just didn't like my rendition.
Okay, well.
Nope, I didn't. Yeah. I know what it is. Nope.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm so good.
That was perfect. Thank you. I got it right.
You did.
Yeah, no, this, the problem is the source material.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I know what that song.
Thank you.
That little whiny ass shit right there. No. That's another CW.
Yes, it is.
Another CW.
Can you do like a hospital show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Hoobastank has the
Hoobastank's a good one.
Yeah.
They have the reason.
Yeah, I was gonna say the reason.
I found the reason
and
for me to change who I used to be. A boy played for that song for me once, and I'm like, fuck off. And
just stared at you while you listened. Like,
yeah.
It's the most
they
basic.
Also did Apologize by One Republic is a good one.
Hey, hold up.
I'm like, it says it's too late to apologize in the song,
it's
you
too
idiot.
Late.
You're too late. And he put it on repeat, which only made it really awkward because the song stopped and I'm like, okay, cool. And then it started playing again. And I'm like, no, I got it the first time. Thank you.
The reason I hated that Hoobastank song was my college roommate boyfriend sent her that song as like, and he was like in the National Guard Navy or some shit.
Oh, so he was gone.
But he had cheated on her.
Yeah.
And so he is. So she's like, oh, I really like this alternative song. Cause she didn't really listen to shit like that. And she kept playing. And I was like, this is like the worst, like, of this shit. Like, why are you? Yeah. That song, and it's so basic. And I always hate songs like this. Justin Timberlake has one of these songs on his new album. Don't do a song that's in an apology of like, I'm not a perfect person. Like, bro.
I really fucked up when I fucked your mom.
Like, yeah, it's like, bro, stop.
But I continue learning.
And then I do it again. Like, no, bro. Like, it's.
But you're the reason to show. A side of me. None of us fucking knew. I didn't know I wanted to fuck your mom.
Yeah. But like, yeah, dude. I'm like, I hate songs where it's like, you know, I'm a fuck up, but you should still love me. Can you love me regardless? Because I'm a fuck up. And but I,
be my ride or die, even though
get
I fuck
out
up.
Of here.
No. The first song on this list is Hinder. That song is all about, why are you calling me so late? My wife is in the other room. Like, the fuck are you doing? Live is on here, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
We've got four songs in a row. We've got All Over You. All over you, all over me. I do like that song.
Yeah.
Lightning Crashes.
Yeah, classic.
And An Old Mother Dies or whatever. I alone love you.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to keep it right. I like
these are all fucking hits.
One of their songs, one of their songs is on a rock band and I fucking love playing it.
This one is Selling the Drama, which I don't even know if I know that one.
Sad Dad song that came out, I think, when I was a freshman. Freshman by the Verve.
The Verve Pipe.
When I was young, I knew everything. Oh, that song.
She a punk who rarely ever took advice.
Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Stomping baby's breath and a shoe full of rice, she said. I can't be held responsible. She was touching her face. I can't be held responsible. I can't stop now. She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me. I cannot.
You know, that guy goes to karaoke bars and people are doing that song and he comes on stage and he does the song and nobody knows it's him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're going to get a copyright strike because he's in the chat right now.
He's such a cool dude and he comes and he does the song, he's but like, nobody fucking knows who he is. No one's like, is that the dude from the Verve Pipe? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And then the Verve, it's the Verve Pipe and the Verve, and the right. Verve has Bittersweet Symphony, which is a good song. We're Three Doors Down, Theory of a Dead Man, 3 Days Grace, and Trapped.
3 Days Grace, wow.
Just Like You, and I Hate Everything About You. And Trapped is Headstrong.
Oh, I've heard both of those songs
before. Yeah.
Headstrong is dad fighting me.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say. They
you can see when
that.
this playlist kind of turns.
Yeah.
Right? Because then we have Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff.
Yeah, he's a little too drunk at the bar now.
And he's being asked to leave. That's what I was about to say. This playlist is a graduation of drinking. He's only whiskey straight out the bottle now.
It gets so good. It's okay. So now I Hate Everything About You, and then Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit, and then Numb by Linkin Park, and then In the End by Linkin Park. In the end, it doesn't even matter. I remember last week when I was making you guys, it starts with one thing. I don't know why.
It doesn't even matter how hard you try.
Okay. And then from In the End by Linkin Park.
Sir, I think you should leave.
Yeah, it goes to, this is great, Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Let her cry.
No tears fall down like rain.
Let her be.
He feels all her pain.
Let her cry.
Let her walk right out on me.
And if the sun comes up tomorrow,
let her be.
Let her be.
Shout out to Darius Rucker. What up, Darius? I know you're listening.
Hey, your boy Morgan. Speaking of country,
hey,
hey, wait a minute. Oh shit,
Morgan. We've talked about you before. So, okay,
I'm out of the
everything
loop.
I know about this, I learned against my will. But here's what happened. Morgan's news, got a baby mama, right? Beautiful young lady. He's got a baby mama. Him and his baby mama broke up because he's a piece of shit, it turns out. She left him. She meets a new man. Okay. This man very quickly proposes to her and they're going to get married. And Morgan's not happy about it. So he throws a fucking stool off of a rooftop.
Oh, that's the reason why he threw the stool.
He broke up
with her, right?
I believe so. I believe he was like the reason why she left. You know what I mean? Like, he was at fault.
Should I find an out of the loop on it?
Could you?
Well, the thing with him is that it don't even fucking matter. I saw people being really dismissive of it. And then
of course,
I've read,
they,
I read an article from other bar owners. They were like, no, that's not fucking cool. Actually, you know, like, how about you not get drunk?
Can't do that.
And he was six stories up.
Yeah, he was high up.
Yeah. And so, like, he's like, the dude, I didn't realize this, but it's Gavin DeGraw, brother. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately.
This is a CW song. Sponsored by the CW. CW put out a lot of hits, bro.
Next coming up, Arrow.
What's that one song? Somebody's like dying. Like, what the fuck is the song? It's in every CW song when somebody's like dying. How to save a life.
That one. Oh.
I thought you were talking about, you know, the song where it's like, ooh, what you say?
It's the fray.
If I had known how to save a life. And then that goes to the monitor and it's flatlining. I knew I was going to find it.
They had the other little.
Where did I go wrong? I lost my friend.
Yeah.
The dudes from Scrubs walk by.
Yeah.
With you all night. Had I known how to save a life.
Yeah. Yep. That's CW.
CW, baby.
Now we're going to have to do a CW list.
Yeah, we do. Here's our CW list of songs.
The Fray and Gavin DeGraw is definitely on there.
We got to, that would be a good TikTok clip for engagement of people to give their, like, what's the CW song that sponsored by CW?
How to save a life.
Ugh. Well, I'm sorry. That you were in the middle of saying something when I had to get that song out. Do you remember what it was?
No,
I'm sorry.
We bullshitting anyway. Sorry.
We were talking about Morgan.
Oh, yes. He threw his shit over the thing. So it was Gavin DeGraw's brother. His bar is like just a little bit down from that bar he was at.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, dude, don't do
not
that
cool.
shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and all the other bar owners was like, you're welcome to come to our bars, but this shit, no.
Yeah, don't do that. What the fuck? Like,
and they're trying not to over-sensationalize for him. But I'm like, you kind of need to, because he doesn't keep getting whatever consequences he's in, quote unquote, enduring are not sticking.
No.
Like, he is just acting like a straight up jagoff. And it's like, dude, yes. Like, why can't you just, first off, your songs are trash. Like, he is country music Chris Brown.
It's not good.
Like, it is. Yeah.
Not good.
Like, yeah. So he threw it in drunken rage. I don't know why he mad. And you didn't want, you out here smashing hoes. You was at talking to a hoe. It's my bad. A young lady at the club or whatever you was at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, bro, like, how you gonna get mad? How you gonna get mad?
That's stupid. But in J-Lo news, there really isn't any.
There is no J-Lo news. Good for her. Clap it up for J-Lo.
Good job, J-Lo.
J-Lo, you could sit this week out.
Yeah.
No news for you.
Yeah.
I think I was saying earlier, people are a little overshadowed by everything is JoJo Siwa right now. Because mm-hmm. That little girl is kind of nuts. She does need you, KB.
She do.
She needs someone to, she just says the stupidest shit over and over again.
Yeah. Like some, you know what? A lot of these young people, you know, they need a mentor that's going to give them some culture.
Sure.
Like, and what I mean is like, I would be like, yo, bro, like, are you really trying to make music for real, for real? Or is this just some bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really want to do it, let's go to a record store and let's go through the history of music for real. So, number one, you know what the fuck you're talking about. Because, no, you will not be the first gay pop icon.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
Like, we can go back each decade and pull out a gay pop icon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily. Easily.
Like, Judy Garland was a gay...
Like, Ms. Girl is young, but you should also, like, you can research before you, like, say things out loud.
She need a good mentor. And I'd be there. I'd be like, yo, man, here's the history.
She does.
So you know what's going on. Then you can build a sound. Then you can understand it. And we're going to get you some voice lessons. Mm-hmm. We're going to get you some dance lessons. You really work on becoming an artist because you have the resources, the money, the audience, everything.
The audience, for sure.
All you would have to do is show people the behind the scenes as your content. Mm-hmm. And that's what you sell right now. Mm-hmm. Instead of all this little goofy shit that you're doing, and actually show people that you want to become an actual artist. Now, if you're just trying to milk shit, then just, you know, if you, once again, if you're going to do that, I'm helping you out right now. I'm giving you this strategy right now.
For free.
For free. If you don't want to be a serious artist and you just want to make some bullshit, at least purchase the bullshit properly. Mm-hmm. And put out a single every 6 months, mm-hmm. and work that and have fun, and then put out an EP like a year later.
The rebrand, she can rebrand.
She can totally rebrand.
Definitely.
But
I don't mind that she did that. I do feel bad that she does still have little girls looking up to her. They're not out of the JoJo Siwa, you know, hair bow phase. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
and that probably is kind of a shock, like a culture shock to the smaller children that still follow her. But
but that always happens with young pop stars.
It's kind of we all went through it with our favorite little, you know. But I don't know.
But no,
everything is so fucking broadcast on the gosh darn internet.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, turn your if you truly want to do something, like, actually go through it and show that process of you learning and you growing. That would be beneficial to the young people that do watch you. And it would be beneficial for you because then people understand that you're serious about it and you're not just doing a little fuck shit for the sake of, a quick bag or, you need to. It's like, be genuine. And it's like, and learn your history and really cultivate whatever you're trying to do. And if you don't want to do this shit no more, then just don't do this shit no more.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You know, like, but you can't throw out, you pick a lane.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Somebody posted a video. It was trying to, like, shut down the haters, right? And it was like, here's JoJo in the studio. Like, she's hitting this fucking note. She's doing it because she can't sing. Like, we've already heard her sing before this. We know she can't sing.
And she can't, if we keep it at 100, she really is not a good dancer.
No, she's getting super dragged for the dance itself is a good dance. Her doing the dance is not good. She does it terribly. And her dancers do it very well. But she's trying to stand out from her background dancers, but, like, she is, and not in the right way.
Did we watch videos of her dancing?
Yes.
Okay.
Specifically that dance. But so the other one, so the
oh yeah,
to shut down the haters, they, like, post this, that they're like, okay, so the person, like, does the note for her to follow, right? Mm-hmm. And then JoJo does it, but, like, you can immediately hear that it's auto-tuned. Like, immediately.
Wait.
I gotta try to find it. I'm like, are you kidding? Are you guys joking right now?
You know what's wild is that, like, if you wanted to prove to people that you could sing, all you have to do is just go on live.
Yeah.
Like, go on IG live and be like, yo, bro, like, here, I'm gonna bust out an acoustic little thing for y'all right quick. Like, And just make it real cool and play her once again. Like, who's her management? Because they need to be fired. Is it her? It's her mom, right?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, I guess I would assume so. But let's see.
Whose parents need to get slapped more? JoJo Siwa or the little Indiana girl?
Whew. I think
both of them.
Well, yeah, but.
But I think I want to tie JoJo Siwa's parents to the tracks. There's still time to course correct the little shorty from Indiana. She just need voice lessons because she got, you know, you could tell she really want to be a good singer. She just don't got the skill set.
Yeah, she's got stage presence.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just that she needs to learn how to sing. Yeah.
Okay, I found it immediately.
Because she going to end up like JoJo if this keeps going for it.
Oh, like JoJo? Yeah. Okay.
No, that's auto-tune. That's auto-tune. Hi. That's auto-tune.
Like, how do you not hear that? Like,
can I see what it looks
like? Yeah. Let's see what they look like. Now. Here, let's, I gotta go back and then.
Oh my God, she's raspy today.
She's raspy today. The auto-tune is tuning today.
It's not even good auto-tune because honestly, you have to sing in key for auto-tune to work the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, JoJo.
And if you wanted to prove that you could sing, why would you do it in a recording studio?
No, don't do that. Just sing.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, here's the thing. She posts videos of her singing all the time on her own shit.
I'm sorry. Let's
hear it. Do you remember this one? Listen, I want to be clear about this clip here. These are two different clips. One of which she was like, I couldn't hit the note. The second clip, she was like, I ate. Like, I finally did it. I hit the note. She posted this. So this is the first one.
The traitor.
This is the second one.
Yeah, you are still a traitor.
They sound like the same clip, first of all. But you've been posting for ages that you can't fucking sing. Let's see what's on JoJo Siwa's page itself. Just sing regular. If you can sing.
You know what's wild is you can actually learn how to sing. I don't know why. Like, you can actually learn
There's
how to sing.
Singing lessons.
Why aren't you taking singing lessons?
At all. I don't get it.
Like, all of them boy band dudes were in singing lessons.
Yeah.
They went to vocal coaches. Yeah. Like, you clearly have the resources. Why are you what's going on?
Who told you what? What'd your mom tell you?
But why wouldn't, because if I had that, bro, I would be like, yo, I'm going to a vocal coach. I really want to learn how to sing. I don't know why. Like, why not just, what do you, why not learn? What, you afraid to learn? Like, what?
Yes. I hate learning.
Oh my goodness. That's when people have been blowing smoke up your ass your entire life. You don't feel like you can learn shit. You don't need to learn anything. You got it all figured out. You don't, JoJo. You don't.
I'm sorry. I pulled a Would You Rather card and I was trying to like vet them before I, and some of them, there's one of those ones that's like really long and specific again. But this is actually not too bad of a card.
Oh, I do have an eat a dick.
Oh, we have to do it.
We can do that after your card though.
Oh, you want to do that after the card? Yeah. Okay.
So, I was just letting Timmy know.
What color do you want?
What's the,
birthday
give me the
boy.
Best.
Birthday
yeah,
boy?
The, yeah.
What are the different colors?
Orange. Orange is pain, fear, and discomfort. Blue is appearance and embarrassment.
Orange.
Green is ethics and intellect. Yeah. And yellow is random.
I gotta go green.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather have a coworker fired for something you did or be forced to fire a coworker who is 1 year away from retirement?
Oh, no. That's rough.
That is rough.
Well, either way, I'm going to feel like shit.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's why it's an ethics question. Have a coworker fired for something you did.
Now, is the assumption if I'm firing the guy a year from retirement, it's for something he deserves to be fired for?
I make the rules, right? No, it's just a company cut. It's just a cut. But there will be a severance. He's just one of the guys that's getting cut. There's a nationwide firing, and I got to get rid of 1,200 people, and he's one of them.
At least if it's that, I can be like, yeah, I'm the one doing it, but the company is the one fucking you over, dude. I'm sorry.
That's true.
If somebody gets fired for something I did, that is directly my fault.
Yeah.
What if that coworker, what if you hated that coworker?
You can't throw that into the airport.
I can. I'm just asking hypotheticals here. What if you hated that coworker? Would you feel bad?
Yeah, I'd still
feel bad. I still feel bad, though. I'm with Timmy on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I fuck up, I'll say I fucked up. Mm-hmm. I will take full responsibility.
Especially if someone's losing their job.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I want you to think about it from like a very personal perspective at your current job. You know what I mean?
That's what
I want you to think about, like, what is something that you could do at your job that would get you fired? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. At my job, like, God, it's some people that deserve to be fired. Like, it took them a long time to get fucking fired. And you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
You know, so it would have to be something that they're getting, that they did wrong. And you had to do that thing.
Nope. See,
you know what I mean?
One other dude that I work with, and he does the same, that does the same thing as I do. And I could never let him take the fall for something
you did.
Oh God. No.
Yeah. Yeah. He's even like, if I hated my coworker,
he is such a genuine, like, sweetheart of a man. I could never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There. I'm even worried to, like, say something that did happen in fear of somebody getting, like, fired. Even if I don't like that person, you know?
Yeah.
Craig said he had to fire an employee that was 1 year away from pension, who was an absolute piece of shit. And he said it still sucked and he felt bad.
Yeah. I think the point is you're going to feel bad.
Right.
No matter what.
Like I said, if I got to fire the dude that's a year away from retirement or pension or whatever, I could at least say, company. Don't kill the messenger, man.
Yeah.
This sucks for me just as much as it sucks for you, but I have a job.
I have a job. That's the kind of the difference.
I will say this. If you ever do have to fire someone, I've had, when I got laid off when I was teaching, the person who's doing a layoff was the principal. She was like, this is really hard for me. And I'm like, and she was like, yeah, you know, due to budget cuts, we do have to, like, release you or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, but she was just very much like, this is so hard for me. Like, all of the lead up was like that. And I was just like, well, first off, now I know I'm getting let go, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the way that you're talking, my job is over.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Secondly, like, how long do I have to sit here and listen to you vent about how hard this is for you?
For you. When I don't have a fucking job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to continue working this job until damn near, like, June, and it's February.
Wow. Yeah, that's fucked up. But I feel really bad about it. So, sorry.
Like, I personally am going to, it's going to be awkward when I see you. So that's, like, a thing I have to deal with.
Yeah.
So that sucks for me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yep. Yeah. I think we're all in agreement on that though. I want to do the random one. Cause it's so funny that they thought they did something here, but the answer's so obvious to me. Would you rather have no kids or have 12 kids?
What the fuck? Are you serious? Are you serious? I'm like,
obviously.
Are you serious?
That's why I was laughing.
Are you serious?
Everyone in this room was like, no kids.
I didn't even have to say the second one.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious, dog? Or 12 kids? What the fuck?
What do you think? What do you think the answer is?
Who's the lazy ass motherfucker that was supposed to come up with questions?
With the randoms.
Yeah.
That question was written at 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Would you rather? No kids or 12 kids. He had to go pick up his kids from soccer practice after that. He's like, would you rather have no fucking kids?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Or like 12 of these motherfuckers in the backseat of your car.
Why would you? Why? Even for a person that wanted a kid, if they wanted one or two kids, they'd be like, I'll take none over 12.
Over 12?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if I had a choice. Yeah. All right.
Bro, 95% of people aren't even planned. How the fuck?
Like, hello. My name is Amy.
Like,
I was an oopsie baby. Yeah, that was a dumb question. Okay. What?
Craig said, would you rather get oral or do your taxes?
Yeah, basically.
Actually, I'd rather do my taxes.
I love taxes. The fuck? Stupid ass. Okay, the pain and discomfort is, would you rather bang your shin really hard on a coffee table one time or get a strong electrical shock from every doorknob you touch for a day?
Wait, what was the first one?
Bang your shin really hard on a coffee table once or get a strong electrical shock from every doorknob you touch for a day. I'm trying to think of like, I could pee with the door open. There are days that I could go without leaving my house. I don't have to touch the doorknob. And if I do electrical shock, okay, one time, I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm not going to open and close a lot of doors that day. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I feel like you can cheat the system too, because I could easily like just text Adele and be like, hey, I'll be home. Can you get
the door for me?
You open the door for me?
I don't want to get an electrical shock.
I don't want no shock.
Yeah, that shin shit.
Yeah, the shit hurts.
Bro, oh my God. I had a bedpost that probably once a week I ran into that bitch. I was like, oh my God. And then we finally moved and there was more room in my room. And I was like, thank God. Because I kept bumping into that fucking post.
I'm going to fucking kill this thing. You got to put a pool noodle over that thing.
Hey, when you live... No, I'll take the shock, door shock.
I think I will too. I think I will too. The fucking shin.
That shit hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like a quick buzz on the hand. All right, whatever. But like fucking... And then you stumbling around because that hurts. So you down to one foot and then you stub your toe.
Mm-hmm.
You hopping. That shin shit is like a mousetrap where it triggers one thing and then another thing happens. I feel like whenever that happens, it's always something else. So, yeah.
And the last one, oddly specific and kind of long. Would you rather have hair growing from your armpits that reach down to your toes and that you cannot cut or trim in any way? Or thighs that make a flapping noise when you walk? I just don't like the way they said. Why do you have to say flapping? Flapping noise.
What's the flapping noise? What does it sound like?
Flapping, I feel like, might be a synonym for clapping. And if... When I walk, my thighs clap. I'm not mad at it. Let it happen.
Is this how?
Yeah.
I'm not doing the hair.
No.
I'm not doing the
hair. What am I going to do with that? And you put conditions on it.
I can't cut
my own fucking body hair. What the fuck are you saying to me?
So that's a no-go. That's a no-go. Yeah. I don't
know any way that you could like. Make that happen.
And you gotta, and if you think about it, you gotta tuck in your hair all the way down to your
toes.
So you gotta tuck it in your shirt. Yeah, tuck it in your drawers, your pants, all the way
down
to your
socks. Imagine any time you had to go to the bathroom.
What shorts you wearing? You're not wearing shorts.
Pants and long sleeves all the time.
Maybe you could braid it and like loop it to the back or something.
No, listen, before I read the question, I tried to figure out every scenario I could. I'm like, you could braid it into your hair, But like you're attached to your fucking armpits.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I don't want that. I don't want that. But that's just me. Do you, would you want armpit hair down to your toes?
No, probably.
You want flappy thighs.
Yeah.
I already got them anyway.
You bad bitch. You go look in the mirror right now and you tell yourself.
I'm a bad, bad bitch and I would fuck me.
Yeah.
Wow, your face changed so much when you said that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Oh, KB. How was your week? You had a big show this week.
Yeah, I had a big show this week. I had a, well, shout out to all the shows I had this week. I had a lot of shows.
Good job.
This week. So shout out to everyone, the Lincoln Lodge, the Comedy Bar, and then SNF. And then shout out to the Comedy Vault, Liz and Lizzie and the crew over there. And shout out to Bobcat Goldthwait. He was so incredibly nice and like a gracious dude and funny as fuck. And I think I can say this because I asked him about it and he said, yeah, it's cool. He said that anybody who has been asking, because I had three people hit me up and was like, can you ask him about Shakes the Clown? Like if there's a sequel or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if he were to do a sequel to Shakes, he would probably do a prequel.
Oh, okay.
And kind of has an idea for it already. So nice. That's to those people that
have asked.
Yeah.
Nice.
And yeah, he was a lot of fun and got to work with the homie Jack Baker, which is always great.
Wow,
and
I love Jack.
Make sure you check out Jack as well. His special is up on YouTube. I'll call it Jack, hashtag Jack Baker disease.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just super fun. And it was great to, like I said, he was just cool as shit. And got to see pictures of his ducks, his pet ducks.
Ducks. I love ducks.
He also has five kitties. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So shout out to Bobcat. He was a really cool dude. He's a really cool dude. And if he's in your area, check him out because his stand-up is actually, like, fucking hilarious. Yeah. I think, I don't know if people realize that he's more than just Zed or...
Right,
you
right.
know, so...
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of cool shit. He has a lot of cool shit coming up. And so that was fun. And it was just great to hang out with a headliner that was so sweet. And nice. And I've never bumped into any of them that have been dicks, actually. Actually, all of the people who are at that level are the nicest people.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people.
Why is that?
Why?
Why? Humble yourselves.
Like, but anyways, but yeah, it was a great, and, you know, shout out to Liz. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I'm at the Vixen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This Wednesday, so
nice.
Yeah, and then comedians you should know. So now y'all know my dates. I don't have to do it at then.
Wow. Yeah, you guys know my dates too. I don't have any.
But I do have an eat a dick.
Yeah, eat a dick. Let's do it. Are you guys ready?
We're gonna do it live in 3, 2, 1.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da, 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 da,
that was good.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
Answer.
Good answer.
Show us eat a dick.
Okay. Taco Bell eat a dick. I know. It's blasphemous. So, like, I woke up late because I was just exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I'm like, what is a pretty decent option on the way there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't fuck with like Mickey D's and shit like that. So I was like, oh, I'll run through Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered 2 steak tacos and chips and queso, mm-hmm. something simple. And she was like, yo, do you want any sauce? And I was like, oh, yeah, let me get 2 packs of the Verde.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, that'll be 20 cents a piece.
Ma'am, this is a Taco Bell.
No. Since when do y'all have
Because it's the big ones. It's the big salsa packets.
No. Mm-mm. No. Like,
you had that shit before.
Yeah.
And now you have that shit again.
Let's talk about the fact that Taco Bell, honestly, the only reason why I stopped at Taco Bell is because it was fast food and I literally was driving. Mm-hmm. However, to keep it on the way one thou wow.
Can you run that back for me?
Yeah. To keep it one, you know, completely one thou wow. To keep it one thou wow, like, bro, y'all are charging too much for tacos. Like, if I had time, I would have just went to a actual taqueria. Right. And low key, I could have went to a taqueria and it probably would have taken the same amount of time.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck is going on at Taco Bell that they think that they are this upper echelon that they should be able to charge 20 cents per packet for some motherfucking sauce?
That's fucked up, Taco Bell. She really kept to the thou well. Episode title. Keeping it a thou well. Oh shit. Okay. That was good.
Like, I don't, man, that just pissed me off. Like,
I was fucked up. What is happening? Taco Bell, you got snobby.
Yeah. And you're getting so, I could, and here's the thing. There was a Popeyes. And easy accessible Popeyes, too.
Yeah, not one with a bullshit drive-thru.
And there was a McDonald's. McDonald's line was ridiculous.
Always.
Popeyes, I just didn't have the time to wait for them, to be quite honest. Right. Like, it's not an immediate thing, which is totally fine. I still fuck with Popeyes. And this one actually has a good drive-thru. So I was like, well, Taco Bell is the option. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, it's at least is kind of a better option than the other two health wise. So that's fine. Whatever. Carbs and protein. Fine. And so that I ordered the shit and this motherfuckers asked me for 20 cents a pack. It wasn't even that. It was just like, bro, like two tacos and chicken, fucking nachos and queso came out to $13, bro.
That's fucked up.
Like, what?
We have a real Taco Bell apologist in the chat saying they adjusted the meat quality, so they had to adjust their prices.
Bullshit.
The meat quality. You know what?
Because
there was a minute I stopped eating Taco Bell because I felt the meat was, I was like, this is fucking gross.
Yeah, but the chain, yeah.
But you had the, do they, is it just those packets that they're charging for?
Yeah.
Well, then go back to the old ones that you had.
That's what Verde I'm saying.
Ones. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Like,
I don't need that much. Just give me two of them. If that's the case, you know what I mean? Like, relax.
But yeah, they've gotten too. They're doing too much. They're doing too much. They are no longer really after that shit. That kind of pissed me off, and the price pissed me off. And I was like, you know what? If that's the case, I'd rather go to an actual taqueria.
Right.
So like, no, eat a dick, Taco Bell. Your whole purpose, you have been. You're no longer. It's no longer there. Because I can hit up a Wendy's and get some nuggets and a small fry and be Gucci.
True.
And it's not anywhere near as expensive as the bullshit that they put out there. So
Taco Bell, eat a dick.
Yeah. We never thought this day would come.
No.
We never thought we would see this day. We never thought this would happen, but you have betrayed us. We have held you down for years. We have this. We have spoken and praised Taco Bell over the years. Entire episodes dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Taco Bell, you can eat a dick like we've been eating your tacos.
Exactly.
Eat a dick. Ooh. Yo, Carol, eat a dick.
Can I give a rose then?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? We haven't done that one in a while. I got a little scared. I would like to give a rose this week to Taco Bell.
Hey, keep that. No, get it back over me. Hey.
I knew I was going to do it immediately.
No, I'm not allowing it. I am now allowing the rose.
Get out. Get the camera on me. No. Get the
camera. Okay, okay,
Taco
okay.
Taco Bell, I want to say something to you. Thank you so much for coming in clutch late at night in the town that I work in. You guys are phenomenal. Get back. You guys are a phenomenal team.
Arby's is still open too.
Listen, Arby's is daytime for me. You know the fucking Arby's I'm talking about. I can order ahead a half an hour. It's a fucking roast beef sandwich. Why isn't that shit ready when I come in a half an hour later? And they're like, what? One time I had to be like,
now, why don't you just
where's
focus
my
on
fries?
Giving, giving Taco Bell day roast.
This is my roast time. I want to give an eat a dick to Arby's real quick. Taco Bell, thanks for coming in clutch late at night when I need a snack, like a cheesy gordita crunch. Also, I really appreciate you having that cheesy gordita crunch on the reward system, even though you've got like a cheesy roll up on there and also the cinnamon twists and the nachos. You should consider putting the salsa verde on there as well, because I don't agree with my co-host that you charge 20 cents a packet, but I don't get those. So this doesn't affect me at all. So thank you, Taco Bell.
Wow. Way to stand up to the man. Hey. See, this is the reason why we can never get ahead as a people.
Taco Bell, the quality of your meat has improved. I've noticed.
Yeah. The quality has improved just as much as your prices have improved. And by that, I mean gone up.
Increased. By improved, I mean increased.
Okay.
That's why I like
their chicken meat is still trash.
I don't eat their chicken. This doesn't affect me.
Okay. It doesn't.
Listen, KB, I don't want to lose Taco Bell as a viewer. Okay, they watch every week.
If they watch every week, then why the fuck would they charge for sauce?
Because this episode hasn't dropped yet.
No.
They don't watch it live. They listen on Wednesday.
Why are they charging for sauce?
They don't even know. They don't even know you.
No, they know that they're charging for sauce.
They do know that.
They know that they're charging for sauce.
What I heard from my Taco Bell source is that they were going to charge 50 cents a packet. And Taco Bell was like, we can't do that to our people, specifically KB and Amy.
This is propaganda bullshit. I'm not down with it. I'm not down with it.
They praise us.
You already raised your prices. Why are you charging for
sauce? To charge something for the sauce.
You already raised the prices.
And they said, we can't do 50 cents. And they're like, okay, then it's $5. Make it $5 then, Taco Bell. And Taco Bell's like, that is fucking outrageous. We can't do that.
Amy's a union buster. Amy is. Go ahead and give your. Are you done with your rolls?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Ba da 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 da.
What is this, McDonald's? Ba da 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 da. Tim,
I am. So Craig in the chat said if KB is going to break stuff, to take it outside because the house is almost.
Anyway,
if you guys are going to fight, you got to go in the street like adults.
Ba da da. Ba da da. Ba-da-da, I would do it for you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You did. You did the Roseanne retaliatory to what I originally did. To how you asking me to sing a song that you gave me before. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You would do it a million times.
I'm probably going to get Taco Bell tonight. All right. I'm done being a silly goose, KB. Mm. I agree with you, but I don't know.
I know you love your Taco Bell.
I'm not going to stop.
I know.
I can't break up with them.
I will. I do have to say the Taco Bell in our town is far superior to the Arby's in our town.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Adele got Arby's not too long ago, and it made you kind of...
Made you sick. Right now, they have a deal going. You get a fucking free sandwich every week.
Oh, you get a free sick every time you order there?
Yeah, every time you go. But it's like any of the sandwiches. You buy a sandwich, and they're like, here's a free one.
What meat they got to get
rid of? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, there's a problem here.
Our freezer stopped working, so free sandwich.
But it's a lot closer to me than Taco Bell is, so I can't go there till after work because I want to pay them the respects they deserve, and I can't do it in a 30-minute window. I have to go in there, I sit in the drive-thru, and I tell them they're all bad bitches, you know? One time they were like, hey, this thing that you wanted, we don't have it. Do you want this other equally good thing? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, cool. I'll put it in a bigger cup for you. I'll give you more because you've been an excellent customer, Amy Blaze. They know me by name. They honestly probably do. Also, shout out to the kid who delivered my Domino's the other day and was like, oh, you work at the dispensary and your last name is Blaze.
I bet him and his coworkers laughed for like 30 minutes.
Fucking 30 minutes about it, dude.
Like, could not stop laughing.
And I'm like, oh my God, I've never put that together. Thank you. Dude, the fucking dude who fingerprinted me for the job was like,
I didn't know where that was going.
Wait, is that how I have to get a job there?
The guy who fingered me
for the job. Fingered me for the job, Prince style.
Prince?
Yes.
That was fun. Okay. I'm sorry, KB.
I know you fuck with the bell.
That's what I call it. I'm going to the bell tonight. I'm gonna hit up the bell on my way home. You know, one does.
My tacos were good.
That's good.
It wasn't that it was, listen, but I mean, like, I
get. Did you get the sauce?
No.
You said, fuck you.
Yeah.
Good. Did you get any sauce?
No.
Damn.
It was steak supreme. So
you didn't even need sauce.
Yeah. It added a little kick to it, but mm-hmm. I wasn't about to pay for that. Like, mm-hmm. That's stupid.
That is stupid.
Like, I was like, dude, like, I just want the verde. Like, yeah. What?
You guys got the smaller ones?
Yeah.
Chill. Yeah, that's dumb. I feel like...
But the tacos were good.
I'm curious to know if I went to a Taco Bell right now, if I could get them to give it to me for free because, you know, they know me.
You get the juice.
I'm a Taco Bell member, you know?
Yeah.
I own a black card for Taco Bell.
For Taco Bell?
Yeah. It's like a VIP. I don't mean to brag, but they're like, right this way, ma'am, every time I come in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You sit at the cantina? You sit at the Taco Bell cantina?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. For fun, you know. And then like everybody comes in, the owner comes in and he's like, Amy.
Have you guys?
Oh, wait. Good to see you.
Have you seen the Taco Bell that's near Bolingbrook on, what is that road? 75th. Mm-mm. It's on 75th. They have like this long ass entrance to the Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still up like that, but it's like this, like a banquet hall entrance.
Like a little canopy.
Yeah, it did.
Valet.
Like this, like they turned whatever was there before, they just turned it into a Taco Bell.
It's classy.
Yeah. It was kind of wild. I was like, why? This is very ostentatious for a Taco Bell. Like,
what is this for? Someone comes out with your fucking Taco Bell
and brings on silver platters and shit.
Pulls the thing.
Yeah.
It's just a bag. It's just a brown bag.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing too is that y'all didn't give me no napkins. You know I was eating a Supreme Taco and you didn't give me no napkins.
That's fucked.
That is fucked. And I wish you would have said that before I did my thing. That would have really changed my mind, you know? Timmy.
Yeah, well, Timmy, what's going on with you, Timmy?
Hey, hi.
The birthday boy.
Well, this will, if you're listening to this live, then Tuesday, 2 days is the 10-year anniversary of the See You Next Tuesday.
Yay.
A couple people, and by a couple people, I mean one person hit me up and was like, all right, Amy, be honest with me. How many OG comics do you think will be there? And I'm like, I don't really know. One? I don't know. I don't know who's coming out. And then they said they've been contacting certain people to come out. And for sure, two people that haven't been in Mojo's in probably like 8 fucking years are going to.
Oh, really?
Make a little appearance. But it's so funny because the comedians he was asking about, like, is this person going to be there? Is this person? I'm like, these people haven't done comedy in like.
Yeah.
Years, yeah, and one, years and years.
One, I don't know if it was the same person who contacted you. It was Brandon for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he hit me up about one specific person.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, he hit me up last night.
Same. What? Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't see it until like late last night for obvious reasons, right? And so then I saw what it was and I immediately hit up the person that he was asking about because I still talk to that person. And mm-hmm. they were like, wait for, he's like, that's dope. He's like, but he's like, for this Tuesday? He was like, yeah. I was like, don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger, bro. Yeah. I'm like,
right. I don't know.
He's like, yeah. He's like, that's awesome. Like yeah. The 10 benchmark. Yeah. He's like, but I work. He was like, everyone was like, needed to know way
oh,
sooner.
Oh, no. Brandon's like, I'm calling off for this.
But he was like, it was dope.
Yeah. I had to hit up a couple people that I was like, hey, Brandon specifically asked. And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's the same thing. Like Jamie is like, how many people do you guys need at your table? And we're like, none. Like, what do you mean by that? How many people in your family are coming? I'm like, I don't think any of them are coming. Why would they? Why would they go to that?
Yeah.
An open mic on a Tuesday. They have to work tomorrow too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. Though.
It is.
There's going to be a lot of people there. I'm not trying to downplay it. Jamie's been working really hard.
And it's honestly, as much as showcases and open mics come and go, the fact that one has stood the test of time for 10 years, that's awesome. So, like, it honestly, like, you guys are like, whatever, because you guys do it weekly.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, of how most comedy shows and open mics go, it's actually an incredible feat. And
it is.
You probably shouldn't downplay it as much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's a big deal, a 10-year open mic. But what I almost said to the original producer of this show is, it's your baby. I just adopted and raised it. No big deal. No big deal. It
takes a village, though.
It takes a village. Yeah. And it's been, you know what happened on the 8-year anniversary of the mic is us getting in a fight with that one lady. And when somebody pointed out that that was the anniversary mic, I was like, oh, that just felt like another mic.
Yeah.
It felt like another night to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be 10 there. Years is a is it?
And I can't wait. I'm going to get.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm going to eat some good food.
I can't wait to eat. I'm excited. So yeah, that'll be a fun time. If you're listening to this live, you can come out to that this Tuesday at Mojo's in downtown Plainfield. If you've been there before, you know that it is generally in the speakeasy of Mojo's, but this time it's upstairs. And if you've never been there, you don't know any of that. So it's upstairs. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be able to figure it out. But I also wonder, because I'm like, how many people go through the back door and don't even go over to that side?
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to be kind of directing traffic. Like the downstairs servers will let them know, like, oh, if you are here for comedy, it's going to be upstairs. Mm-hmm. And they're going to let them know upstairs, like, oh, if you're not here for comedy, you can go seek shelter in the basement.
Yeah.
It's like a tornado situation.
Yeah.
Go to the basement.
Go get safety. Stay away from this. It'll be a fun time, though.
Also, on the 18th, which is Thursday, I am on SNF.
Fuck yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yay, yay.
That is exciting. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come out to that. That's a free as fuck show.
And free 99. It's a great show. Please come out. It's... We have a dope ass lineup this week. Got Timmy on there, so it's gonna be a good time. And
I thought she was gonna name more people, but she's like, we got Timmy.
No, yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Lindsay Shaw is also on it, but nice. The guest spot this week is Alex Hodek.
And I love him.
I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah,
family, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, please say hello to his mother for me.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, love that woman.
And yeah. That's what's up. Any more shows, Timmy?
We got the donut the week after. I think that's the 28th.
7th. 4:20 is on Saturday.
Yeah.
The 27th.
Yeah. And that's that's a good lineup. I was going to say shaping up too, but we've got it.
You've secured it?
It's secured.
Awesome.
It has been secured. So definitely go to that. Also a free as fuck show. But yeah, that's all we got coming up.
Follow me on K-Marion Comedy for shows and updates. And I think that's it. We're all good?
Yeah.
Any other?
Yeah. Shout out to Timmy on his here birthday.
Thanks. Birthday.
So we know we're not going to be, we're taking next week off for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Maybe the.
Yeah, we'll have to play it by ear on what's going on. Hopefully, no longer than 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but maybe 2 weeks.
But the next time they see us on Twitch,
we should be in a new spot.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is exciting, but also sad.
Stressful.
Say goodbye to all our things. Well, they're moving with us, I guess.
Say goodbye to the spirits in this room.
Far away from here. Should pan the camera around.
Let me get into this one. Oh, there's the computer that I use.
From the wreckage of your
storm, reverie. Oh, I lost it. Thank you for that, Adele.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
What's a CW song that they would close out?
What would they?
Craig said it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
And so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
I don't know where the road might take our silly asses.
No fucking clue.
But I know.
Yeah, she knows.
We gonna laugh and smoke some weed.
That's true.
And I'll take with me the memory. Be my sunshine. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay, like clip that one part that I sounded okay. Okay.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Cool. Hey, we out of here, y'all. We'll see y'all soon.
Next time. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's time to love.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
This boredom is just so
it was. It was.
KB and Amy have just worked and have the order.
Shake your titties. Shake your titties.
Pull up a chair. It's the happy corner.
If I was a bad bitch, I want to fuck me too. I want to suck me too. I want to slut me too.
Say that in the mirror.